I've been in the danger zone.
He got a bus.
Minus 5 stars.
That is Mungo.
Huh?
Jeff, I'm fine. We got a machine that
Jeff Harvey.
Skyway.
Play.
World Play 21.
Fucking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday night. It is 10 p.m. on the East Coast. That means it is time for the flagship show right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. It is none other than Back to Basics. I am your host, Susie the Elf McCaggis, and with me is joining me tonight is Realm.
Good evening, Susie. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, I'm perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. Excellent.
Perfectly, not perfectly.
So you're not perky this evening?
Do I sound perky?
I don't know. It's a little cold in the studio. That's why I was asking. Or do you mean the other perky?
That's your imagination.
Imagination's a good thing, Suze. It makes the world go round. And around.
No, and around. That's not what makes the world go around.
What makes the world go around, Suze?
Gravitational pull of the sun.
Okay, let's not go technical and university-grade education here. We're talking to me, not somebody who's SMRT.
Yes, I know exactly who I'm talking to. And smart would never come into the conversation.
How so?
Because it's you.
Quite smart, quite intelligent. Come on, Susie, really?
You're delusional, too. Nice.
Okay, you got me on that one. Just ever so slightly. But that's just because I got into your meds again, so we're good. I'm in your world. I'm inside your brain. I see what you see.
You are not inside my brain.
Are you kidding? There's no room in there inside that. You should know that.
I didn't have a headache. I do now.
Oh, so how was your week, Suze?
It was very good.
What did you do for excitement? Anything at all?
I do what I do every week.
That's it?
I try to take over the world.
Huh. Are you succeeding at that yet? You've been at that for a while.
Oh, I've taken over, just nobody knows yet.
So you're trying to tell us we got a woman in charge of the world?
Of course. That's always the way it's been.
Huh. I call bullshit, but that's just me. If we had a woman in charge of the world, shit, we'd all be dead. What the heck's going on? Come on, snap out of it. Psst, psst, hey you.
Oh, I'm here.
Are you going to have one of those nights again where you're seeing shinies and being difficult all evening?
Oh, I mean, not seeing shinies. I'm just, you know, you talk and then you ask a question and then you don't give somebody time to answer. They start to answer. You keep talking. So what's the point of, you know, even trying?
But Suze, you're taking like 3 days to answer.
And your point is?
I'm still waiting for the first answer, so
and I
come on,
why?
Help me out. Oh, because you love me, Sue. It's all about the love.
Love? No. Put up with? Yes.
Somewhere. We always have to start somewhere. You got to pick up one of the ugly ducklings, show them the way, and, you know, go from there.
Okay, ugly duckling, I'll give you. Well, Not duckling part, but ugly, I'll give you.
Oh, look at that. I even set that up for you. I knew you couldn't leave that one alone.
So, what have you been up to?
Me? Oh, I don't know if I should go OC, IC. My world's changed a bit. I got more attitude, more aggression. A new mansion to live in. So the world is awesome. Hanging and banging with a new chick, so everything's good.
What was that last part?
I said hanging and banging with a new chick, so everything's good.
Oh, so you're cheating on your right hand with your left?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, in a roundabout way. But, no. Seriously, come on. Give me a little bit of credit. Credit. That's the word we're looking for tonight. Credit.
No, I'm not giving you any credit. You pay in cash,
hey,
or you leave.
I actually showed up tonight, so it can't be that bad.
Do you really want to broach that subject?
Probably not. Probably not. We should just let that one go. Let it slide right under the bus, out the door, and go from there. So
oh,
you
no.
This lovely...
You've done opened that can of worms. You can't put them
I'm
back.
Open Pandora? Come on. What's wrong with closing Pandora? Slamming her ugly face in the lid and moving on.
I said nothing about Pandora. I said worms.
Tequila. Sweet. It'll be a long night, though.
It already has been.
Oh, no, not yet. I've been totally on my best behavior, like usual. So it can't be that bad. Yes, no?
No.
Okay. Well, before we get to our callers and our topic, do you want to do your lovely promoting to please our favorite guest in the audience, Mr. Lord Amadeus, since he enjoys it so much?
No, you can do that for a change.
Gonna make me multitask? You know how that's gonna pan out here. Oh, shit. Okay, give me a second. We're getting there. We're getting there, folks. If you want your company promoted by the lovely radio station that Susie owns, that Susie promotes, that Susie lives and thrives off of, that she rules the world with, please drop me a message, NWU, on Facebook, on Skype. You promote our show, the other shows on it, we'll promote your guys' company, whether it's big, small, shitty, or awesome. We don't care what the company is. Promote us, we'll promote you guys. So let's go with our lovely list for Lord Amadeus, our special guest. Fairy Tale Wrestling.
And by the way,
my own. But yes, dear.
By the way,
yep.
The list has been called. There are some people who are no longer on the list because they didn't either. The company has been closed, or they don't have the back to basics scene and graphic on their company page.
Okay, so I guess we'll have to go through and see who has and hasn't.
Oh, I've already went through today, and I'll go through again. But just, you know, we really appreciate those of you who sponsor us, but we do ask that you, by promoting you, you also promote us. So if you were on the list, and have found yourself off the list, you know why.
Because Susie's had enough of your freeloading ass, and it's time to step up and pay the piper. Susie the Piper. So can I get on with my list now?
Yes.
Mother, may I?
I'm not your mother. Because if I was your mother, you would be dead.
And that would make you
I
even
believe
older.
Wholeheartedly in the concept. I brought you into this world. I could take you out of it.
Excellent. So while Susie kills me, let's continue with this lovely list. We got Fairy Tale Wrestling, WeLoveWrestling.com, The Candy Shop, 4UK Wrestling, Alternative Wrestling Entertainment, Rock and Roll Wrestling, Network Wrestling Alliance, World Championship Wrestling, Unstoppable Lounge, Keystone Championship Wrestling, 1X Wrestling, Karma's Hardcore Championship Wrestling. I'm not even sure that one's still kicking. NAWF, Sacrifice Championship Wrestling, owned by that Mr. Mordra Nightwalker fella. Fine gentleman. Very entertaining. Very well behaved. Or not. NMOD, Hardcore Wrestling Alliance. I'm not per se kissing it as, I'm going to say irritating it. How about that? But we'll leave that one aside because I got a feeling that guy's calling in tonight for some reason. We got Global Wrestling Entertainment, Courtney's Playhouse, Radical American Wrestling Federation, RAWF, Mr. Amadeus' company. No, I'm not going to kiss his ass either. Extreme Psychotic Championship Wrestling, Howling Mad Productions, Breaking Point Wrestling, Rolling Hills Insane Asylum. I don't know what the hell that is, but anyway. D'Angelo's Down and Dirty Wrestling Corporation. There you have it, folks. The companies that we currently sponsor, that currently sponsor us. If you want on, give me a shout. We're easy to work with. We're a lot of fun. We're entertaining. Even myself. Susie sometimes. Bring us to WU. Paul's back in your court, dear.
All righty. Well, what's our topic?
Oh, topic. Tonight's topic, character influence. We know we're all heels, we're all villains, we're all kiss asses, cuddly, cutesy corporate wrestlers.
I'm waking up to
Susie.
Judgy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Am I too late for the big announcement? Am I? Please tell me I'm not. I have this problem. I'm not able to see what's going on anymore. My little chihuahua here is hard to get him to go because the roads are scaring him, and then the drivers Outlaw and Amadeus, and they just, I don't know.
Does your chihuahua say yo quiero Taco Bell?
Yes, he got stuck at Taco Bell, and I was like, come on, let's go, I smell burrito, and he goes, no, I'm down for Taco Bell.
But does he say yo quiero Taco Bell?
Yeah, he talks. When you give him some tequila, he really talks.
Because that was the funniest part about the Matthew Broderick Godzilla movie was the commercial where the chihuahua goes, hey, lizard.
Oh, that's kind of what we do here. Here, Rammy.
Mr. Esquire, how are they hanging tonight?
Mr. Rammy, please, Susie, may I announce?
Go ahead, make your announcement.
Okay, Mr. Realm, you know how you seem lonely here in the studio.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you're so lonely. Sometimes you're sitting here, you're twiddling your thumbs, you try to get your topics out, and it just doesn't get out right. So after negotiating with the owner, lovely Susie here, next week, right here on Back to Basics, Realm, you have two special co-hosts that are going to make sure that you pull your topics together and get them out in time. So, ladies and gentlemen, next week, not only will you be hearing Rim, but you'll be hearing Judgment and Caden Steele are now official members of Back to Basics with Rim.
Huh.
I mean, you've done such a great job filling in for Mordred the other night. I mean, it was one of your top-rated radio shows, and you just, it was, you sounded so good on air that me and Caden decided, well, since we help all of these people around, we decided we would come and help you get your topics out.
You would you?
Yeah. So
how
we're going to
do
a
kind, heartfelt sympathy from you. Where did this come
from? It's nothing. It's just your Vicks vapor rub.
Vicks vapor rub causes change in emotion in you. Huh. Is that prescribed or over the counter?
Yes. I make it every night. As a matter of fact, I'll make you a special batch here before the show ends.
Ooh.
For the love of God, please mute when you do.
So, Ren, let's talk about your topic. What's your topic tonight? What is the topic to the Back to Basics Friday night flagship show? What's your topic? Go.
Can you repeat that once you start key painting, sir?
What's your topic?
What is my topic? We'll see how this goes as I announce it, because I just got a feeling I'm not going to enjoy this. But character influence. We're heels. We're assholes. Good corporate wrestlers. What influenced you to bring your character here? Is it life experience, alter ego, split personality, or if you're bipolar like Judgment and Caden? What the hell brought you to develop your character like this?
I brought my character here because he likes to masturbate.
So, bi means you're using both hands?
No, mostly I just masturbate.
Okay, FYI, TMI. OMG. Damn, Judge. Please use tissue when you're masturbating in the studio.
Hey, you don't masturbate? Oh, I forgot.
No, wait.
You have to be a man to masturbate. Okay, sorry. Next topic.
Oh, so what you're saying is you're a eunuch. Is that what you're saying, Judge?
I just said you was, you know, listening to you, Rim, buddy.
Yes, Judge. Yes, Judge. What do you got?
I speak for everyone in this studio audience tonight when I say they would rather have nothing but silence than hearing your voice.
Really?
So yeah.
It'd be kind of like why spermicide's not on the radio much anymore? Same thing?
No, because we're actually working on stuff.
Oh,
see, the
Come
thing is,
on.
We can't give stuff out because it gets picked up by underclassmen, as we like to call them.
Underclassmen.
So
where's
your
other half of Dumb and Dumber?
You know, the little thing that we came out. Oh, I came out. Oh, sorry. I started called the agency. Well, we saw what happened to the agency, and that storyline fizzled out after 3, 4, 5 months being one of the top rated storylines around. And then the assholes of truth decided they want to pick it up. Okay, well, that's fine. I appreciate you guys taking my ideas, but please give me credit when you do it. I mean, Tank Girl gives us credit when she uses one of our catchphrases. So when you use our topics and our ideas and our storylines, please give us credit. And if you need us
Tank
to sit you up your life little public broadcasting service, I think Hollywood Rick Ruda would be a great spokesperson for you.
Really? How so?
He's original. Number one, that would hurt you. He's fresh. He's smart. He's charismatic. Not like a cheese-it like you.
I think I threw up in my mouth, but please keep going, Judge.
Threw up in your mouth. I think I did that back in the 90s? Okay, sorry.
No, that was looking down while you were doing a circle jerk, Judge, and you popped your willow and you opened your mouth and
circle
you swallowed
jerk.
And you stuck out your tongue and you lipped off.
Isn't it cute how usually when I come on you talk about circle jerks cocksuckers, cock. You always
I'm just taking it right from the horse's mouth.
I mean, if you're that self-confident about yourself, maybe get you a bag of Reese Pieces and sit out at night and wait for E.T. to come, and maybe he will help you.
E.T., the extra testicle. Testicle? Transvesticle? What do we got, Judge? Personally, I'm more of an M&M guy.
You know, Susie, with all due respect,
yes.
With Rim being a co-host, it would be more like having Heat Raider co-host. He would be more influential, more talent, more relevant, more not a public broadcasting statement like Rim is.
Really? That's all you got, Judge. That's all you got. The same.
Welcome
shit
to
you
the
got
show,
Mordred.
What the fuck's up?
Mordred.
Hey, Mordred. I have a question for you. What do have
but
on
not
Ram?
Literally.
I've already done that. I've already shot Realm. What do you have on Realm that has him kissing your butt tonight?
Kissing my ass. I already said down in the chat, why the fuck was he insulting me? Get on the chip, everyone goddamn motherfucking knows that's the last motherfucking thing I am.
Thank you for those $100 the other night, by the way, Morgan. That was nice of your bank.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, it was very nice of you to let me copy another one of Judge's idea by stealing the bank before Judge goes into
it. But you know something, Morgan? Because you wasn't there and it was the asylum, we kind of made him go crazy. I mean, you know, courtesy of the Misfits. We kind of, like, had fun, and he was all freaking, and just it was just such a boo-hoo fest. Poor Shell Kneebreaker ran out of tissue because she said, Realm is crying all night, and I had to go buy more tissue just to slot shells up because, of course, Amadeus uses all the tissue when he bleaches his hairs to keep the bleach from getting out of his eyes. But, you know, it was like giving Realm a Coca-Cola Zero and telling him it had caffeine in it.
Realm ran out of there crying. Realm had more
you
entertainment.
Ran
no,
crying
really?
So fast. You
oh,
ended
sorry,
a show.
Gunslinger.
How are you going to end the show? You're supposed to be able to
Gunslinger.
Take control of the show. This is your show. Mordred entrusted
really?
You with
it
the
is
show.
It? Are you sure?
Mordred entrusted
sure?
you with the show. You
so
you was the host
Caden
of the show.
When goes in the back door, in your back door, in the back door, no, in your back door, up your ass, out your sinuses, I'm supposed to be in control of my show? Yeah, I don't think so, Judge.
You
and
take control
by the way,
of your show.
You did do that to punish your show. So, yeah, Judge, your shit's the same shit every week. You hack Punisher show.
See,
you pop in and visit me on.
We actually just.
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all.
See, we canceled Punisher show. There's a big difference from canceling a show and just fucking with you. But
so,
since you
same
are in
shit,
the same rate, I mean, you're in the same category as Punisher, so, I mean, it was necessary.
My whole thing here is, you know, you took that $100 from me and you picked a bad time to do it.
Oh, why is that, Sunshine?
Well, you know, maybe you had some selective amnesia about the fact that you get to step in the ring with me in less than a month. And when people steal
from
me,
in a month?
When people steal from me where I'm from, getting shot is the best thing that happens.
So you're not too happy I dug into your little cotton-filled, spiderweb-filled, moth-filled wallet that happened to be right next to your wife's pillow, borrowed some of that cash from you, and gave it out to that shitty roster here is really?
Normally when people steal from me
hold on.
They come back missing body parts.
Oh my god. Ram, you are so hysterical. You are so hysterical. You're still going with the shitty roster storyline, which was done back when Stallion started Unstoppable. Please find a new original stuff. Please. This is a challenge I'm giving
you.
So
when you're coming up with some new stuff,
a challenge.
Come on.
I'm giving you a challenge. We're working on new stuff every single day. It's so new and it's so exciting. Look at the people. People are going crazy over the Outlaws.
What?
I just it's because you have no original bone in your body. The biggest original thing you did was... Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about Rim. Okay, never mind. What was the question, Morgan?
It wasn't a question as a statement that, you know, at Sacrifice pay-per-view... For one last time in three stages of hell. See, Rome, the deck stacked against you, and you don't even know it.
As you hear from our fine feathered flunky here, Mrs. Esquire, the odds always seem to be stacked against me, so it's really nothing new, Judge Mordrin. Yeah, that's kind of about the same tonight.
Because if you manage to somehow pull off the miracle to make its last match, it's Hell in a Cell. And since I mentioned Judgment, you could ask him just how brutal that encounter is when I'm on the other side of it, and just what your odds are.
What's my odds, Judge? Fill me in on that.
Do what?
Fill me in on the odds on that, Judge.
Me and Hell in a Cell.
Pity. So sad.
Okay, did you say pity?
Yeah.
Or
did you say pity?
It's pity. It's pitiful. Rim thinks he's going to go in Hell in a Cell with Morgan. Really? Rim, you're not up to the caliber of this. The best thing you could hope for is an undercard match in our dark match. That's probably the biggest, best thing you can hope for right now. In any company you're in, is... Basically, but you know what, me and Caden, because me and Caden are misfits, and we are ones that like to help people, myself and Caden, we'll take it upon ourselves to help you, to mold you, to make you into the man that your big toe thinks it is.
Well, that's such a nice
offer.
So I'll
be another useless twit bite like yourselves?
I mean, seriously, I mean, me and Caden, you mention our names on the feed, people know us. Mention Rim, people... thinking it's some kind of thing you use at a fishing lure or something.
So, to pull up Judge's name, Judge Dredd would like it back, and Caden, you know, just like you say, and everything else gets reused, like recycled asswipe. Same gimmick, same shtick, nothing's changed, nothing's new.
Here, I'm just taking
a poll.
This is all you got to do. Take a poll. Ask the chat right there. Who would they rather hear on radio? Who would the chat rather hear on radio, me and Caden or Rim? And that's your audience.
Judge,
your audience is going to decide this for you.
Who do you think I actually really give a shit about, my audience or you?
All right, we have one vote for Judge and two vote for Judge and Caden.
This is it, Rim. This is where you want to go. Do you want Rim or do you want me and Caden? And we're actually going to help you, Rim. We're helping you get this achievement that you need to be, the superstar that you want to be.
Yeah, for some reason, I just don't trust where that bus is heading.
Next Friday, we'll be here to help you, and we'll make sure that you are able to pull off the topics that you want. I mean, you've made your topic earlier, but you've lost control of your topic already. Because see, we swayed, we worked it, and we got you off of your topic. Now, see, that's something that a great radio host such as myself and Caden, we never do. We keep it on.
Oh, I'm sorry. A great radio host. What was that? Sorry, Judge, I missed that. Shit. Sorry, what happened? I think you lost Judge. Oops, my bad. He'll probably call back in, but that's okay. I don't know how we could have lost him, Suze.
Because you hung up on
him? Yeah, I just thought mute was too good for him and we were a little boring.
Yeah, if you're going to hang up on the guest on this show, then you're going to get hung up on.
Okay. It happens.
I mean, that's really rude.
I could have muted him. Would that have been easier?
Yeah, that would have been preferable. I just because you can't take the heat he's giving you, you hang up on him?
I meant to hit mute accidentally, hang up on him.
Where's the professionalism? He's giving you heat, and you hang up on him. Okay, if you can't take the heat, then why are you doing this?
For fun.
Oh, okay, but then why? You know, somebody's trying to
work oh my God.
And have fun too.
As stated, Susie, don't worry. Next Friday, you will have two professionals here to help.
Oh, I, you know, Judge, I really, you know, I love you and Gayton, but it doesn't take the two of you to keep him in line, because if he does anything like this again, he's going to be paying the price for it. I'm sorry, but you don't pull that. First of all, you're not even the host of the show. That's me. I'm the host of this show. You're my co-host. It means you help me. But yet you're hanging up on the people who call in just because you can't take the heat that they're giving you. Have you ever thought that maybe this was a storyline? Have you ever thought that maybe they're trying to work an angle and you don't even, did you even ask? No. You just hang up on him because you can't take the heat that he's giving you.
Well, if he's going to pay for it, stay out of my wallet, damn it.
That's empty already, Marjorie. Sorry.
I mean, really, Realm, there's very few people I've ever hung up on. Even if they were griping at me or going at me, there's very few people I've ever just hung up on them. I may mute people, and I've muted people as part of a joke, ha-ha. I've muted people because they were irritating, and I was just tired of listening to them. It was always their choice about hanging up. Very few people have I hung up on.
Point taken.
So if you can't take the heat, get off the show.
Understood.
And with that, we're going to take a song break. Just because I need a moment. And we'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm not you tell me, is that healthy, babe? Did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can be
that, but that's Kiss from a Rose. I love that song.
Seal.
All right. Now, is it Seal? Okay, thank you. You know me and my memory.
It's okay. No, it's to Susie, it's that dude that sang that song. Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, that's exactly it. The dude that sang the song.
Or that chick that sang the song. You know, Doofnicky, that person. Okay,
yeah, Doofus over there. But anyway. I love that song. I love the old school. I'm sorry. I love the 80s. I love the 80s, 90s hair bands.
Mm-hmm,
so, yeah, those are some of the best rock anthems came out of that.
I can't disagree.
All right, so tonight's topic, what did you base your wrestler on?
I thought tonight's topic is what brought you to the WU.
Well, did you take it from WWE or my experience? Is it truly your alter ego?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm clear now.
So.
Well, it's people kind of being, you know, trying to imitate some mimes tonight. I guess I'll start this show off.
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of it, I mean, real simple, I think in my case, I think in a lot of people's case, it's very much of a combination. I mean, parts of it are from my own personal experiences before WU in a variety of areas. And then not having the normal limitations that you would have at that point in time.
Interesting. So, is Mordred an alter ego?
Without kind of breaking too much of the rule of the Attic reference. sense. There's a lot of Mordrin from his manager's past with the volume turned a little bit louder than it even was then.
Oh, damn.
Interesting. Yes, I know. Mordrin's manager had an interesting dad.
I mean, I know a little bit of it. So, yeah.
Yeah, Mordrin's manager and my manager had some long talks, and yeah, it's definitely an interesting path, to say the least.
Some people know a little bit about.
Okay, here is the question: what did you know, Tank? You did bring up an interesting point. What did bring us to WEU? Let's talk about that too.
Honestly, you really want to know honestly? Somewhere where I can take out all my frustration, be a badass, and obviously have the lights on me and the crowd screaming. But honestly, people, so I can kick your fucking asses for money. Damn right. At the end of the day, it's about the Benjamins.
All right, Mordrin?
Again, a lot of it is to, you know, bring not only a fact of the fighting, but also the entertainment aspect, you know, matching up not only in terms of what I've done here with radio, which I've thoroughly enjoyed my time doing, but what I've done in promotions and such. And some of that does, again, tie back to the manager's background. And one of the things I'll say to that is, the East Coast Bastard term actually came from him, and I stole it from him.
Okay. Judge, what brought you to WU?
Cock tuckers.
Are you channeling your inner wither?
Yes.
I heard about that. I got called
over here because I got called over here from 187 and Christopher D'Angelo. They said they needed this little game needed some crazy people on here. So we came over here and look where we are today. One of the biggest groups to ever invade Wrestling Unstoppable. Some of the biggest names ever. To the point where we don't even have to say who we are. We can just go around and do stuff, and people freak out when they see us on the feed. People get scared. They run scared. They hang up on you. They just freak out whenever you come around.
Yeah, you do have the flock, they're here factor.
Which translates into Susie gets the fan factor.
That's true.
Yes. Almost every time.
Well, you know, there is an old saying about that. Better you than me.
Yeah.
I should start charging Judgy every time I get to the fan.
It's usually 99.9% of the time I go on the feed.
I know. I think you should be charged exactly how much it costs her to fan somebody every time she gets to be fan.
Oh, Judge, go to sign some more endorsement deals.
True that.
Yeah, because I'm nearly up to 11,000 a fan.
Yeah, I'm further than that. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't even like fanning people. I don't like half the ones I fan.
This is true.
The only good thing about fanning people is that it helps the company.
Doesn't it help your contract as well?
It helps contracts, people
contract.
Who do
contracts. I don't accept contracts. No. I haven't years. I haven't in several years now. And for one, I feel like I don't need them. For two, if I enjoy a company, I will stay. I'll stay till they kick me out. if it's a company I really, really enjoy. Otherwise, if I don't enjoy it, I want an exit.
I just buy my way out of it.
But we used to could not buy our way out of it. For the new people that don't understand what we're talking about, used to, back in the days, when we started out, when we was noobs, you was in a company, you could sign, you wouldn't know what you was doing. You're like, okay, these people are going to give me 5,000 coins for 10 weeks. Ooh, that's a lot of money back then. And we would take it, and we were stuck in companies. I mean, Menifee, me and Menifee, we've talked about it. Menifee had people all the time crying, please let me go. Please let me out of my contract. No, you're going to serve your time. Now, not just up until recently, about a year ago, year and a half ago, is when they started this where you could buy your way out of companies.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why you were just an asshole like me and got fired.
True.
It
Which
was
I did
actually
get
a little fun fact in a year and a half ago. It's actually the buying your way out has been around about 2.5 years. And
was that long?
But yeah, it's been around most of the time I've been in WEU. But you know, that back then you know, open challenge, you were excited if the open challenges were 100 coins.
Yeah.
And you had to fight and scrape to save up the money to fan people. And if you got a contract, boy, you were excited about it. And but then when they came in with where you could buy it out, it was twice what you paid, what you were paid. And, you know, a lot of us couldn't buy our way out of the contracts. And that was one of the reasons why I quit taking the contract, because back then, you know, granted, it was nice to have the coins, but only way I could buy my way out of the contract was if I went in and took money from my company, which I wasn't going to do. And
right.
I got stuck in a 10-week contract in a company that drove me absolutely insane. And yeah, that was a very, very, very long 10 weeks.
That's why I got really good at tournaments.
And so...
Unless you can
buy your way out, you kind of... And after I got stuck in that 10-week contract and couldn't get out of it, I sat there and I said, you know, I said, I'm done with contracts. You know, if I
True.
Was... You know, there is... There was an exception I had to that was in Grand Slam Wrestling. Now, but in Grand Slam Wrestling, you got a bonus based on how well you did week to week. And so, but it was based on how well you performed. And so I took the Grand Slam Wrestling contracts. They were 1 week contracts, but it was also a company I'm still a part of, even after being on hiatus from there for nearly a year. They, you know, I'm still back active in the company and still a part of the company.
Can't hear you. Else.
You like Vanity?
Yeah,
there you go.
So I like the company. It's a fun company, and I was staying in there, but I didn't mind taking that type of a contract because it was based on what I was doing in the company. It wasn't based on, oh, we want you to stay here. You know, it was, but it wasn't just, oh, here's you a whole lot of coins to keep you in my company.
I had someone try that as part of a storyline, and then he about shit himself when I bought out.
But now, see, there was a way to get around the buying out of your contract at the time. When you become friends with the CEOs, and this is where Judgment actually became Judgment, I guess you could say. He was stuck in a company, UAWF, with the late, great Dr. Payne. And Morgan was over there. And Judge was like, okay, I'm here for 10 weeks, and then they gave me another 10 weeks. I was in there for like 26 weeks, so I was like, okay, I want out of this company. It's the crap. I don't want to be in it no more. And so we got to thinking, so I said, okay, so I went ahead and became friends with Dr. Payne. I worked my angle with Dr. Payne to the point where he trusted me, and he gave me GM powers. Now, I didn't go in and just fire myself, because as a GM, you cannot fire yourself from the company. That has to be the owners. So I was trying to figure out how I could get out of the company. So in the Misfits was forming, I got one of my buddies in the Misfits, I think it was D'Angelo. I got D'Angelo to come over to UAWF, and I gave him GM powers that I had. He therefore fired me, and then he left the company. So yeah, so see, it you work your heel angle to points where it can get ugly, excruciating, but it was actually kind of fun. And we became great fans after that, because it was something that we worked on. We worked it out to where we could play it up as a story angle. And then, of course, Mordrin came in and shaded me and all that stuff. Stop and we don't want to talk about that.
Hey, I made an improvement.
True.
See, I was helping you out even back then.
Yeah, contracts. You know, contracts are different today than they were 4 years, 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at that time, contracts actually meant something.
Yeah.
And but, they could make the difference. I mean, they could make a huge difference in a wrestler, for a wrestler.
You can see a face now, turn to a heel. Give them a 10-week contract in a company they don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, give them a 10-week contract, and then all of a sudden they turn into the world's greatest jerk, and there you go.
Hey, who took my book?
You know,
not you, Mordrin.
I know you. That's all there is to it. I know you.
You're just the biggest jerk. So
I didn't ask to be released. I made people. I made all the roster fire me.
Yes, but you know, back you know, 3-4 years ago, contracts actually meant something. They made the difference, and I mean, it can make all the difference between somebody getting pushed over and becoming big, or staying in the shadows and being nobody. You know, there were quite a few people that I helped out. I had a policy that if they had a below a certain number of fans, you remember this, Mordrin, if they had below a certain number of fans, I'd give them a very nice contract to come into EXW to get started, so that they could fan and start making a name for themselves.
I do remember that.
And you know, Mordrin was a GM for me for a little while in EXW. And, you know, we had a policy that we helped out the young wrestlers so that they could start working on making a name for themselves and coming up and being more worthwhile. But again, like I said, that was back when contracts actually meant something to you.
Okay, well, here's your question.
Mm-hmm.
What if you're stuck in a contract?
Sorry.
And the CEO and her husband run the company. What do you do then? If you're a GM and the husband and the CEO are having problems and they come in, the husband comes over to you and says, I need you to help me do this. Which one do you listen to? And what I'm going to say, okay, you have, and Susie, you're going to be biased because it's Spicy, but I'm going to use it. Just like when Minnie and Spicy were together, and Spicy was in his contract when Minifee's in the company, and her and Minifee and Spicy were together. When things went awry, Spicy comes to me and he's like, hey, Judge, you got GM powers. I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, I want you to help me get out. Okay, I said, okay. But see, here's the thing. You feel bad because what you do, you're doing it to two people that you consider friends, but at the same time, you've got to keep your angle inside Unstoppable as being a heel.
I remember that.
So do I. I made a lot of money off that.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it just mini V. You know, the thing is, Judgment had to play the role as being the heel.
Because I just renewed my contract.
But at the same time, he's like, he felt obligated to Spicy, and he felt obligated to Minifee, and so I had to go back in that. But no, not Minifee. That was not me. That was Spicy that gave out the other GM powers. Because I gave Spicy my GM powers because he had to fire me because, remember, I was under contract at the same time. But, you know, and this is what people go on about. People are like, oh, you done this to Minifee, blah, 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 which is fine. You know, okay, I done it to Minifee at the time. It was time back. I mean, there's a handful of people that I GM for. I GM for Amadeus, never would do anything to RAWF. I GM for Susie, never would do anything to her company, Mordrin, Mad Cow, people like that. I wouldn't do anything to any of theirs. But now there's some people.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And when he does that, I get defanned.
Fucking right. He can do less than that. Come on.
So you got to keep your persona. It goes along with the heel thing.
Minifee says, you know, they didn't touch the money in the company.
No, they didn't touch any money.
But a lot of people got fired who were under contract that didn't come back.
See, the plan was, now this was the plan.
It did hurt the money in the company.
Yeah, well, the plan was I was going to give Spicy was getting my powers. He was going to turn around and fire me because I was under contract, and he was going to fire the rest of the Misfit group. Now, then it got into Mistress Doom's hands somehow. Next thing I know, bam, people are going left and right, and I'm like, gone. But, you know, it's great because, see, now Minifee says she would trust and give me GM powers again, here's the thing. Like I said before, some people that I would not do anything. I would go in, I would do what I'm supposed to do, help run the company, help run the division, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't do anything to it.
Breaking up again, brother.
Same time,
yeah, honey, people. It's bad. And now it's back.
All right, now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're good.
I mean, there's some people I would really screw over, but there's some I wouldn't. But you got to continue. You got to remember, you're given GM powers. Whether you put a budget or not, you got to remember: is this person a heel or is this person a face? And if you're going to have a heel be a GM, 99% chance he's probably going to do some dirty, underhanded tactic, unless you really, really know him. So you got to keep up with your heel product.
All right, I have a question just because I've seen it pop up in the chat a few times. What the hell is a Dirty John?
You don't know what a Dirty John
is? What's a Dirty John?
It's a dirty toilet.
No. Leave me alone. That's all I do for like 3-4 times. What the fuck is a Dirty John? Okay. Yeah,
but you know,
there's
a few people out there in the chat. There's a few people out there in the chat who I would like to see pull a swap. I mean, you got like Hollywood Rick Brutal. Everyone knows he's a face, but he can be a conniving little heel given the opportunity. And for Hollywood to turn completely heel, that would be a great storyline to do. John Taylor. He's more of a face. If he was to turn to be a heel, that would be funny. My son, if he was to become a face, oh my God. That would be fun.
I think I'd have him drug tested.
Well, he's awful facey with me, but I guess that's just me.
That's just you.
I mean, couldn't you see Hollywood, the biggest face in one of the games, Hollywood, great wrestler, great person to work an angle or anything with, suddenly become a major heel in the game? How epic would that be?
I could actually, believe it or not, I could actually see him turning heel as more of the egotist.
You know, Hollywood was in Scum, which everyone considered him being the face of Scum because he was the face. He done some of the Scum things, but he would do it underhandedly. He would give out some of the orders, and people would actually go do it, where his hands was always pretty clean. So his, you know, to have Hollywood Rick Brutal turn into a complete and utter heel would be one of the biggest things to hit Unstoppable right now. I mean, look at me and Outlaw. Outlaw, one of the biggest faces around. Turning into be one of the nastiest conniving heels you've ever seen. Judgment, biggest heel ever. It's turning into be an epic face. Come on, quit that. It's making me sick, making me think about it. But it's working in the storyline.
Yeah, I mean,
Hollywood, stop it. You know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's called plausible deniability.
But I will have to say, what Rem said earlier, what brought people into this game, it's, you know, you bring yourself over here, so nobody really brought people into the game. Some people may have been referred to play it,
mm-hmm.
but the friendships that you make are real. That's one thing I have to say. I mean, we can get together. You know, it's this is a wicked game in a way.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff we go to.
And a lot of friendships are built. I mean, and a lot of people, if I may use them as examples, such as Steffers Outlaw and Minnie, they actually meet up every once in a while. You know,
mm-hmm.
and go play bingo and whatever, right? So, yeah, it is real. It is real. I need a passport. Damn it.
I mean, Susie, you met with Yvonne and Terrell that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You
yeah,
got
I'm
to
told.
Go see them.
And
you got
I'm
to see them outside, and you had a great time. And that's something you can do. And yet, you can come into the game and go crazy on each other, but yet, in the end, you're sitting back laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I mean, some of the best times. I mean, some of the craziest things. We've done, you know, we've had times where we've gone at each other in game, but yet we're talking on Skype laughing about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, being in WU and being outside of it are two completely different things. And yeah, I'm breaking, you know, kayfabe here, but, you know, it's, like Judge said, the friendships, the bonds that are formed are truly real. They're not, this is not, Judgment's manager is my manager's friend. You know, if I needed to, I would drop everything and go help him.
Mm-hmm.
If it was within my absolute power to do so. And I know that I have friendships that are the same way. And, you know, like I said, I have met Terrell and Yvonne. And I'm hoping that I'm going back out that direction again in January, hopefully. Hope to see them again.
That'd be cool.
I hope to see Terrell and the kids. So, you know, It's a great community. Even, you know, behind the scenes, it's a great community. In front of the, you know, in the scenes, yeah, we may go at each other and all that, but what you see there doesn't always mean that it's the same thing is going on that behind the scenes. And that's what makes it so much fun. Yes, it does, Minnie. There's some people who, if they're behind the scenes, I run and grab my bow and my arrow and I shoot them. But, you know, I mean, there are some, you know, there have been some marriages that have come out of WU. Real true.
That's true.
The managers got married. And, you know, and that's it's neat to see those kind of things happen.
Damn, Minnie. Damn.
What's she do now? Hold on. It all depends on who are behind.
See, Minnie, when you talk about Minnie, you look at Minnie, she's been here for a long time. She's FBW1, is what the older people call FBW or whatever, it's FBW1. So Minnie's seen a lot. She's been to a lot of wrestling meets. She's met some people. She's met Brent Freedom. She's met a whole slew of the people that when I started was like the big ones. Oh,
Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm a douche canoe.
And yes, it's actually me this time, not someone just playing my song.
Well, I have no idea what that is.
I have no idea what. What? Huh? I'm sorry. What? What show are we on again?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
I don't know.
I'm just sliding out the way before that lightning bolt hits.
Is Road Warrior Animal still on here? What? Hello? Sorry.
No, he's not. He's not on anymore.
That's a couple of days ago.
Oh, damn it. I think I sniffed too much of my hair, though. Sorry. I'm all right. I'm all right. I've been listening to everything you guys have been saying. Did Realm leave?
He's just being quiet.
Yeah.
Well, he may speak now since his male testicular fortitude has finally showed up.
He's just chilling.
He could chime in anytime he wants to.
Realm, you're not pouting, are you?
No, I'm just listening to the entertainment.
Okay.
We're doing
this. Seriously? But you have absolutely fuck all to say? That's at first.
It's all good, tanky.
Uh-huh. Told me what?
Good. Help you what?
What, who, how?
So, Amadeus, what brought you to Wrestling Unstoppable?
The fact that I'm so awesome and this game needed me.
Okay, let's rephrase the question. What makes you a face?
I'm a face?
Yeah, why couldn't Amadeus be a heel? Why couldn't you come in with a name like Under Guardian Amadeus? But no, you chose Lord for your name.
Well, actually, I started out as just Amadeus. I didn't change the Lord until like 4 months in.
Oh, Elton John knighted you. Okay,
I can't remember why.
Huh? Ooh, what?
I can't remember why you changed.
You live new life like a candle in the moon. What?
What? Huh?
So, Amadeus, let's talk about your coming into Wrestling Unstoppable. What made you, seriously now, what made you decide to stay in this game? You tried the game, we all tried the game, and we thought, okay, this is decent enough, but what actually made you decide you wanted to come in this game daily and play it?
I'm so confused. I thought Elfie was the host of the show and was supposed to be asking questions.
Well, see, me and Caden are going to be here mix Caden's ready
here?
To help. No, not he.
Not
here
yet.
He's not here yet. So I'm just getting warmed up because I'm not usually a Friday night person, but I'm getting warmed up here. And Susie's gargling over here.
Did you say you needed warmed up? Is that
never
what you just
mind.
Said? Is that what I did? I got someone here that can do that for you.
Yeah, no.
Oh, shit. I need a drink like I'm over in the next city.
Hey, there's some James in the back. Greetings, Unstoppabot.
Sup, Unstoppabot.
Greetings, Susie. Was my services required?
Yes, your services are required. Give me my sight back, you rolling Toyota tin can Hyundai Yugo smart car.
Actually, I think something about you being warmed up.
No.
Did you say warmed up?
No, no one said warmed up. No, no, no.
I think so. Yeah, I think I heard. I'm out of here. Fuck this shit. Not running fast enough. I can't see.
Judgy, that wasn't a window. That was the brick wall.
Yeah, dude. You don't have any eyes, remember? Eyes are stop working.
Oh. That looked painful.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Unstoppable.
Do we prefer our judge well done or medium rare?
Crispy.
Please, yeah.
Coming right up.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
So, Unstoppabot, I have a question.
Yes, Susie, I would be happy to hit the mute button on Sean Hubbard anytime you want.
What?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay, what's your deal with sadistic Sean? Well, he says he's sadistic. I haven't seen anything sadistic come out of him yet, but yeah.
Oh, God. What? Wait a minute. Who? What? I'm confused.
Sadistic Sean from PWR.
Sadistic Sean? You mean annoying Sean?
Oh, here we go. Never mind.
You did ask.
I plead the fifth. I know we don't have it here in Canada, but I plead the fifth.
You open this door.
Well, should I open? Should I kick this door in?
First.
I should kick this door in, just because I'm in that kind of mood tonight.
Oh shit!
Sean, I had nothing to do with this. I just happened to open my mouth. I'm sorry.
Look, here's the thing, Sean. You are a great radio host. We enjoy your show, PWR Slam. I'm going to say that much. You do a great job with it, you and your friends, and Tanky, you do too. But here's the thing. When you come on the other shows and try to get involved in things that you have no clue what you're talking about, you don't even play Unstoppable. So why you're even trying to get yourself involved in storylines and banter is beyond me. But it's fucking annoying. You want to come on to our shows and promote PWR Slam? Oh, please. Please do. But as far as coming in and trying to get yourself involved and calling people names, unless you're going to be able to back that up by actually playing the game, quit fucking annoying the shit out of us. Thank you. I've said my piece.
Okay, the only thing I am going to say on that, I do entirely agree with you, Sean. I love hosting PWR with you. I love my conversations outside of the show with you as well. But it just seems to me that when you do come on here, and it almost always happens on Asylum, somebody will piss you off and you will just lose your motherfucking mind.
okay?
Kind of like Monday when he couldn't get a grasp on the fact that the whole thing with screwing Realm over and playing the songs and stuff was a work against him. Nobody was going to mess with PWR Slam, just like nobody was going to mess with Happy Hours, Unstoppable Super Show, or the PWR.
And I was sitting there, and I'm trying to tell him, look, I know the station. I know what they pull. Will you relax? Calm down. And he wouldn't. He just kept going and going and going and going.
And
I'm like, oh, God.
I said the same thing, but did they listen to me? No.
No. No. I said, I've been there since they started. Come on. Oh. I mean, I went to Steve and said, look, man, I can't do this. It's stressful when he goes off.
I feel better now that I got that off my chest. Oh, by the way, Sean, I am not near alone in my opinion. I was just the one that came forward and said it.
The only thing I'm going to say about that is he says, this is, well, you don't know me in character. Well, Sean, when it comes to anything WU, you being in character is out of character for us, as far as I am concerned. So.
Well, you know, it would be different if he was a part of WU and he come. And I don't have a problem with him coming on the shows and promoting his show.
Absolutely not. Let me point out one thing. Would it be inappropriate for us to go on a PWR Slam show where they're talking serious wrestling and they're talking serious to serious wrestlers? If would it have been appropriate for me to go on when they was talking to Road Warrior Animal and play Unstoppabot and have Unstoppabot or be Lord Amadeus?
Nope. I mean, and even when Rick.
Yeah, would go in there and be Unstoppabot.
Would it? I mean. That would have totally blown the whole premise of his show. Ooh. It would have turned it into the comedy hour, which is, I know Sean is more serious than that.
Yeah, very much more. Extremely. Anybody knows that as me.
Well, like as I was saying, you know, it would be different if he was involved in WU and all in those things, but. And, you know, I don't have a problem with him coming on air. And as long as the other host, you know, I don't have a problem if he called into the show and promoted PWR. But that's it. That's all he needs to do. Because he's not involved with the community. And, you know, and PWR is a great show. I suggest, you know, if you like professional wrestling, tune in on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
You attend every once in a while, and you do enjoy yourself. You enjoyed Wednesday night. I know you did. I watched you in the chat. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The show is great. I love PWR.
Tank.
Thank you, Susie.
But, Joe. There's a line, you know, there's a line you don't cross. And, you know, they would throw a fit at PWR if the WU wrestlers started calling in and playing their characters and acting out a storyline on their show. And, you know, if you're not involved in WU, don't come on our shows and inject yourself in our storylines and what we're doing. Do your thing, promote your show, and sit back and enjoy it. So.
Now, let's get something clear, though. Let's make something clear. We are not professing to be actual wrestlers in any way, shape, or form. We pretend to be. But we are not. We all know we are not actually a part of the business.
Hey, wait. Speak for yourself. Yeah. Did you not hear me on that ladies' radio show?
Yes.
Unstoppabot.
She thought me and Outlaw was actually going to be fighting at Wrigley Field. And she thought Hollywood was a little midget from WWE.
Oh, that was so funny.
That was a classic
moment. I mean, they wanted the girl and the other guy that was co-hosting with her, they wanted to take up a collection to get Sasha some Alcohol Anonymous program.
I missed that.
That was classic.
Oh, that was so funny.
Shell's laughing about that one.
I mean, everybody was there. Tank was there. Hollywood was there. Susie was there. John, I think, was there. I think Drifty came. And Outlaw came. And he even called in. That's made it so much better. I mean, several people were there. Shell was there. And it was so funny. Steppers was there. And it was crazy. The poor girl and the guy wanted to actually get in touch with Sasha Kamara. And get her enlisted and, get her some professional help because she was getting drunk. She was drinking 2 bottles of NyQuil before she started her fight, her matches.
That was classic.
Now, Unstoppable, can I please have my eyesight back?
Yeah, give him back his eyesight already.
I've got a big fight tomorrow. Me and Freak are finally going to be tagging against Outlaw and whoever he's choosing. So I've got to be able to see the fight.
What match?
We're fighting on RAW. Yes, Amadeus, we're fighting on your radio, on your show tomorrow. A live match during the show. Me and Freak against Outlaw and whoever he's bringing in. I forgot who he was bringing in. But Unstoppable has my eyesight because Minister of Darkness, the Crow, the Claw, the godforsaken Cal Ripken Jr. of wrestling, this is my eyesight.
Wow.
Somebody's rhyming for me.
So you are actually going to be more in trouble, Amadeus, than what you already are, because now you're going to be telling people that you're letting me, a blind person, get into a ring to face King Outlaw and this person. I forgot who he wants. I forgot who he's going to bring. I'm trying to think. Maybe somebody can help me with that. Amadeus, tell me who he's going to bring in because I forgot.
I don't know. What are you asking me? Anyone got any mayonnaise?
I mean, I actually get chills thinking about it because I'm actually scared because, you know, it's not like walking around here.
Wait. Did you just say you're having chills?
I get chills because I'm thinking of me finding him.
I can fix that for you. Unstoppable.
No. I gotta go.
There. Are the chills still there?
The answer to this is no.
That looks like it hurts, Judgy.
Uh-huh.
Do you want some aloe vera to put on it?
No. Yes.
You want the stuff that has the lidocaine so it won't hurt so bad?
Actually, Judge, I got some hair gel that might actually work. If you want to try that?
Hair gel? No, I know what your hair gel does.
That smells awful. I'm sorry, that was the jalapeno hair gel.
It's got dead sea salt in it. Hold out your hand. I'm going to put the aloe vera with the lidocaine in it.
Ooh, aloe vera and lidocaine.
Take a bath in it.
Okay, okay, bye. I'll be back. Bye.
Oh, all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, Jacob, what's his face, wants to come on and promote a company. I can't remember his last name.
Jacob Irvin.
All right.
Irvin.
Notre
Jacob
Dame,
Irvin. All right, Jacob, go ahead and promote your company.
I love that company.
Whatever
it is,
you're
breaking up
really
bad.
You're breaking up, honey.
I've had this company for. Yeah.
You're good.
Go ahead, Jacob. We only have a couple minutes left.
Where are you guys hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go.
Yes.
Oh. I forgot my company again.
Oh, my God. Really?
Alrighty.
Okay. All right, Jacob. Are you the one with all the background noise?
I'm thinking so, because
it didn't start until he came on.
I'm sorry, Jacob. I'm sorry, Jacob. The background noise and the not answering. All right, we have 90 seconds, and so we're going to go into a short after party. I have some things that have to be done beforehand, before I have to get up super freaking early to go to the soccer fields tomorrow. So I want to thank you all for joining in, tuning in to Back to Basics Radio. I am your host, Susie the Elf McCaggis, along with Realm and a whole slew of other people. Thank you, slew of other people who called in. Thank you to everybody that listened. If you're catching us on the replay, we appreciate you too. We will be back next week on Friday night at 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Check your local times to make sure you don't miss out on the show. And Realm, any final words?
Enjoy your evening, folks.
All right, Mordrin, real quick, you got about 5-10 seconds.
Sacrifice Championship Wrestling. Hit me up, hit my wife, Miss Nightwalker. Monday night, I'm ready to be there. Peace out, fuckers.
All right, Amadeus, you got about 10 seconds.
RAWF Happy Hours tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will have the first ever contract signing in Unstoppable and Blog Talk Radio history.
All right. And with that, enjoy your evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next week. And we're in the after party. Good job on those super quick promos.
Real good.
Oh, Lord.
All right. That was a good show, everybody. Thank you all.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hold my tongue. I could hold my tongue no longer. It had to be said. Even if he wasn't here
to
hear
it. Okay. Obviously, I didn't have a problem with it.
Ellie, honestly, I'm really glad it was you that said something, because I was all, like, when he does that, I just go, what the fuck? We don't care. I know.
The problem is he probably won't listen to the show, probably didn't hear what I said.
No.
And I'll have to repeat it to him the next time he comes on a show.
Okay.
Well, you know, next time he comes on, he gives Unstoppable orders. He's getting muted, so... That's going to be funny. Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be so funny. So, how are you, everybody, this evening?
Tired.
Yeah. I'm tired. I have migraine. And I'd be up early.
Oh, Judge, did you get to see... Did you get to see video? I gotta show you this video that I showed Elf and Hollywood and Shell last night, but I want to show you. I gotta find it.
I think is this the Doctor Who?
Yes. Where is it?
Is that the one I just messaged you with?
No, not that one.
Okay.
I already know about. I know about those. I've actually watched about four or five of those episodes before I came on.
Okay.
No,
are those what I think you're talking about?
Yeah.
Those are what. Yeah.
Oh, I read that, boy.
Let me find the dang video. Well, shoot. Anybody still have the message I sent them? No. I can't find the chat.
Chat from last night.
Yeah, I don't see their chat from last night, though, in my history.
That's odd.
I'm blinded and burnt.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, it was in the B2B group.
Oh, was it? Oh, good
yeah,
Lord.
That was where we made the call. I think I found it.
Okay. Give it to Judge.
I'll send it to Judge.
All right.
I think that's
it. You'll love that.
Doctor Who. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you got to watch that. That is funny. That is awesome.
Show with the club.
Oh, fine.
Send it to I'm not on Skype. I'll open my.
Do you like Doctor Who and Minecraft?
I don't like Minecraft. I like Doctor Who.
Okay.
I'll open my Skype. Hold on.
I'll send it to your Skype. Just hold on.
There you go.
Oh, guys, I'm going to take off.
Night, Caden.
Yeah, I
almost called him Caden. Good night, Morgan.
I know, right?
All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate y'all calling in. And I am going to go ahead and just call the episode good. My in-laws are here, so I need to go be social.
Oh, have fun with that.
Oh, not a problem. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night-night.